This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m.
Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A 79-year-old Mountain Home woman was killed Wednesday afternoon in a two-car accident on Highway 5 in Baxter County. State Trooper David Small said the victim, Nellie V. Goforth of Mountain Home, was driving her vehicle and making a left turn on Highway 5 when she pulled into the path of a vehicle driven by 55-year-old Stephen R. Archer of Flippin. The Archer vehicle struck Goforth's car on the driver's side. Archer was injured himself, taken to the Baxter Regional Medical Center. Trooper Small said Goforth's death was the 232nd fatality on Arkansas highways this year. Dateline Little Rock, where the director of the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery says the state needs lottery vending machines in order to sustain sales and to keep funding high-demand college scholarships. The lottery's board on Wednesday approved a set of rules to govern use of the machine and is now seeking public comment. Lottery director Ernie Passolet says that without the machines, the lottery may have to cut its revenue projections. Passolet also told board members that he is exploring several new games, including international, national, and a southern regional lottery game. Oh, those telephone poles, some are not good. The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission says recalled light poles that could crack and topple are in use in 22 locations in Arkansas. The poles are about 70 feet tall or higher, weigh anywhere between a ton and 4 tons. They were made by the now bankrupt Whiteco Company LP in Fort Worth, Texas. That company is the subject of a recall issued by the CPSC. A list issued by the agency says the poles are in use in businesses or schools at, well, two locations in Searcy in this area, then one at Newport, there's one at Melbourne, and 18 other locations in Arkansas. The commission advises inspection of the poles by an engineer to look for cracks or fractures, and if needed, repair or replacement.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
Independence County Detective Rob Leonard said Wednesday morning that tips from the public has led to one arrest in a June 28th residential burglary. Leonard added that the two others that have been identified as suspects, and there were two others who were identified as suspects in the case. The detective said pictures printed in the newspaper of the three led to the public's input. Leonard said the three are connected to a burglary at the residence of Carrie Brown in the 1300 block of Allen Chapel Road at Southside. During that burglary, there were credit cards, several guns, a camera, and a small amount of cash stolen. Leonard said 48-year-old Daryl Ross of Rosie, former California resident, was identified in photos in Newport and Jonesboro businesses using those stolen credit cards. Detective Leonard said Ross is in the Independence County Jail, not on those charges, but on Jackson County warrants for failure to appear. Leonard said two others were with Ross when he used the credit cards. Leonard identified them as 28-year-old Tia Treadway of Rosie and 27-year-old Stephen Thompson of Batesville. Thompson said he didn't know anything at all about the burglary. He says, in fact, he went to the sheriff's office and voluntarily talked with investigators about the incident. Dateline Mountain View, where Mayor Jim Cash says the Stone County Swimming Pool will still be closed until further notice. The mayor said apparently there's a short in some of the pool's electrical wiring, a safety issue. The mayor said he is not going to predict a day when the repairs will be completed and the pool reopened. He said could be one day this week or perhaps not. He said the public can call his office if they have any questions. Mayor Cash said he would inform KWOZ when management reopens a pool, and we'll pass that right along to you. Well, a really big shoe full of dope. A Stone County man's been charged with possession of a prohibited article, illegal drugs. That was while he was being booked into the Stone County Jail on another charge. Court records say 48-year-old Stanley Jerome Freeman had hidden 16 Valium pills, a controlled substance, inside his boot sole.
The records say Freeman had just been arrested, given 30 days in jail for violating terms of his bond on a previous felony. He had apparently tested positive on his drug screening while out of jail on bond. The court documents say he was awaiting trial on additional controlled substance charges from a pending court case. Freeman's new bond, $50,000. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.